If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Florida Gators have a 12th man on their side, and he's a dead rock star. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
So before we get to that, I just saw this headline that I had to click on because I thought, what the hell does that mean? The headline from CNN was, Boris Johnson admits he has 6 children. But
admits?
What? The Prime Minister of Great Britain admits he has 6 children. Which would lead you to believe that he hadn't previously admitted to children?
Obviously the implication is there are secret children here.
And that's not something that happens in the United States. We would not have a president where it wasn't nailed down real firm how many kids they have. I mean, like, really? No. Yeah, apparently it's not that big a deal in Great Britain. They've been asking for years, and he's always kind of dodged the question. Boris Johnson has finally admitted that he has 6 children, a question he has previously dodged in numerous interviews and press conferences over the years.
And free with his seed.
And people didn't care enough to, like, you know, really force him politically to come out. And, you know, if you were a candidate and rumor got around that you had a kid that you were not owning up to, you'd be forced politically to have a news conference and come forward and talk about it and explain why. And
oh, absolutely. Before you had better been taking care of that kid 100%.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, he has been, but.
On the NBC's Today show, was asked by an interviewer if he had 6 children, to which he said yes. The number of children sired by Johnson has been a talking point in British politics for many years after an English court discharged an injunction banning news organizations from reporting the existence of a daughter as a result of an extramarital affair.
Yes, Prime Minister Trudeau.
So it was actually a court case as to whether or not news organizations could even report on the fact that he had a daughter from an affair.
Yeah, Britain has some really effed up rules about speech, free speech, the press.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree with that. I'm pro-free speech. On the other hand, God dang it. You got a daughter from an affair. You've been keeping it quiet because you don't want her to deal with it and everything like that. But yeah, You'd be forced in America to come forward and press would be on the front lawn and whatever. Johnson has 4 children with his ex-wife, 1 daughter from an affair, and a new son with his wife, Carrie Johnson, who he got into a screaming match with for last year, remember, and the police were called and everything. With that woman, he's got a little baby.
And they both had the vid, too, at one point. Got pretty sick.
Johnson said it's fantastic having a baby at 10 Downing Street, but that it was a lot of work. I absolutely love it. I change a lot of nappies, which I assume is British for cigarette. No, that's fag. I assume nappies is British for a diaper.
It is indeed. Yes, indeed. Well interpreted. Yes. So the Florida Gators were up against the mighty, mighty Crimson Tide of Alabama the other day.
I happened to see the end of that game. I was at a Mills Diner eating with my kids. And
yeah,
it just
here
was
a whale of a game.
And I couldn't turn it off because you had the number one team, which wins the championship like every year, on the verge of getting beat by Florida, looked like. But then, yeah.
Well, instead of offering up some go get 'em chant or defense, defense, the Gator fans broke into song. Dig it.
So that started after Petty died, I believe.
I think so. I remember they sang that in tribute to him, like the first game.
And from what I understand,
Tom Petty famously from Gainesville, Florida.
It has caught on and is like, you know, it is like a, it's like their rally song. And that's really cool.
Yeah. What is it about hearing 60, 80,000 people singing in unison that gives you chills? Is it all that human energy coming together?
It's, yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. And it's got to do, I think, with the deep inside us military stuff of, you know, chanting and getting all fired up to take on the other side. It's, I mean, I think it's ancient stirrings within you whenever you hear that sort of stuff. Yes, we're all together and we're going to get them or we're going to kill them. That's what's going on there.
It's Tom Petty, probably not a very, you know, impressive presence on a football field.
I wouldn't put him on the line.
170 pounds.
170 pounds? Have you
probably
seen him?
Probably stoned.
Have you seen the original Saturday Night Live when he was on? Ain't no way he's 170 pounds.
I don't recall it.
Oh, yeah. God, look that up on YouTube. When he sings Renegade and Refugee. Oh. A Refugee and what's the other one?
Here Comes My Girl, maybe?
No. What's it? Same album. But anyway.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome when he was on Saturday Night Live in like 76 or something. Anyway. Yeah. If he's 130 pounds, I'd be shocked.
Tom Petty's weight tomorrow.
It's another weight of skinny rock stars Wednesday. That's
tomorrow
what we do
we'll be talking about Lou Gramm of Foreigner's head size.
So
stay with us.
There are several college sports environments that I have experienced and would like to experience because they're among the best in the country. And I've been to a few, but Florida is supposed to be just fantastic. And listening to that clip there, it sounds great. But I had a friend who went to Florida and was a Florida fan, and he said at the end of the game when they all come out and they're all walking through the spiraling staircase thing coming out of the football stadium, everybody's chanting quietly, it's good to be a Florida Gator. It's good to be a Florida Gator.
Oh,
and he
wow.
said it's just incredible.
Wow.
I know.
How interesting.
It is. Tribalism.
The tribal thing, yeah.
All
we need it, yeah.
Do we need it?
We do. Well, we do. Of course we do. It's clear. I mean, it's not always a healthy thing, but human beings need it.
To make sure Florida State pays for all the things they've done?
What is it? Exactly, and they pay, they will!
Well, I guess that's it.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.